This is from The Country of Lost Sons, which is a book a lot about my son, who is now 10, and him growing up. But this is a poem sort of about, it's called Against Prognostication, and it's a poem thinking about my own childhood, because I was what you might call a difficult child to raise. I don't know, that would be putting it generously, I think. So me trying not to read my own past onto my son's future and failing at it. It's sort of one of these fake-out poems, too, that says it's not going to do these things as it goes ahead and does them. Right, so Against Prognostication. I've not written about my son's future, not yet. How he will read and reread the Audubon Field Guide and memorize each bird. How he will wander off under dappled light and return home in a squad car. Not because I can't imagine the way he will carefully hold his hand above his heart after he has unfurled the skin from his meaty thumb, or how we will rip apart a frog, hind legs to jaw, and how we will feel after. I have not talked about the day he will wrap his friend's car around a tree and somehow walk away, leaving the scene limping home to sleep in bloody sheets. Not out of fear, though this genealogy hints at it. This reticence is caution, not reprimand. What can he learn anyway from such a history? That day will still come when he opens his palm above a flame and smells himself burning. Perhaps by then his father will be brave enough to let him have his own life. But I will not say be comforted, for comfort comes at a price. And I will not talk about what comes next. A girl, a kiss, a field of grass. His thin heart tearing as she leaves. That part of the story is all anyone wants. Denouement and then the singing. Operatic camera work pulling back to reveal his loneliness in the grass. Blue herons stalking through a salt marsh at sunset. 10 glaucus gulls and a blackback on the gables of the paintworks, riding out the storm.